fucking dating and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love. Seek treatment. Stop. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment.
Hey,
hey.
Oh, it's Kat.
It's Pat. I'm just feeling shy and scared. I'm really scared of British people. You guys are scaring me left and right.
You don't need to be that way.
Oh my God, my wire. This is such a funny story, what happened, which is that my wire almost knocked over my favorite drink, Diet
Coke. I'm laughing so hard I might die at Earth Hackney. I'm laughing so hard. Can you hear us? Because you're not freaking out. Okay.
And this is like going to be... I'm just feeling a weird relationship with this so far.
What's up?
How are you?
I'm really good. Hey.
No, go. Take it.
No, this
no,
is...
Don't run. Wait,
no,
wait,
don't
wait.
Walk.
Come back.
No, no.
I want you to literally come back and walk and be relaxed.
Don't be scared.
This should feel like vacation. This shouldn't feel like a workout class.
Yeah. You know, I respect that because I'm always the girl who...
Don't be stressed.
No, don't
be
like
don't
that.
Be
no, no,
this
no,
like a,
no. Stand
this
up straight.
Literally, you should feel like you're at a spa with cucumbers on your eyes. Do you
shoulders
guys,
back.
I'm
shoulders
so,
back.
You know what I am being... paranoid that certain little tropes that happen in our country. I'm like, do you guys know about cucumbers on eyes for spa? Do you know about that?
But you know who doesn't
Perfect.
Know about that?
Who?
Reality. It's only movies.
I know.
Have y'all ever gone to a spa and they've placed little cucumber slices on your eyes? And has it done anything?
No, you know who that only happened?
Swear to God.
And now I'm like so scared to
If you think I can hear a word you're saying, you're crazy.
I know. Can you guys understand us? Cool, okay. Okay, 8 people here again. I'm just kidding.
I could not be more excited to be here. This venue is making me horny.
I know.
Stunning. I'm so glad Pat and I have all this space to really play around.
I know. I can already tell I'm definitely going to use it a lot, especially.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be. This
imagine,
is like.
We can just be. See, that's
oh,
going to
wow.
be. This is going to be a huge issue.
Well, I feel bad. You keep getting betrayed, whereas I'm sort of a prop comic over
I'm
here.
I'm going to be spending a lot of time back here. I'm going to be spending a lot of back...
This is literally giving spring, summer 2023.
You know what I want? Wait, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
I said this is giving spring, summer 23. No, that's sort of a play on Fashion Week and...
No. You know what?
I look so good. It's crazy.
Do you know what?
I feel weird.
Do you know what I'm... Wait.
I'm sick.
Do you know
of
what I'm?
What?
You know what I'm picturing myself doing? Like, you know when you like picture yourself doing something really bad?
Like out of body experience. Oh yeah,
like,
yeah,
I'm picturing myself running over and grabbing all those wires out and just pulling all those wires out.
Yeah, and you know people love to be like, that's OCD.
Yeah.
And that's what I've learned. Yeah, I used to always picture myself getting naked and dancing on the table in class.
You know, it's gonna be an issue doing a live podcast because I if you think I could understand a word you're saying, then you're crazier than I fucking thought, which is already really. Really, really crazy.
I'm really, really, really glad we got these chairs so we can spin around and hit the button like we're on The Voice.
I know. Oh my God, what we should do is sit in these, turn around, and have someone come up and say what they need treatment for. And if me or you want to treat them, then we can hit a button
okay.
and turn around.
We'll do that. We'll
and
do
then
that.
If we both turn around, they have to decide who treats them.
Okay, and so I don't see a button.
Yeah.
Earth Hackney, we don't see a button, actually.
In the States, over stateside, we typically have a button to spin chair around.
Yeah, and that's kind
did
of something
our,
we
did
do.
Did our reps not forward that information that we desperately need a button that turns our chair around?
No.
When we like what we're hearing?
Wait. What?
Do they even have The Voice? Do they know what we're talking about? Do you have The Voice?
Not a voice. The Voice.
The Voice.
Okay, sorry for talking down to you.
Is it the same as ours? Is like Christina Aguilera on it?
It's probably British people.
Let me guess. Who's it's a British people?
It's Rita Ora. Okay. Hey, I kind of, you know what? My thing with her is I don't ever remember really who that is.
I haven't.
But she definitely knows who I am.
If that's working, and guess what? I don't know who that is. I don't get who that is. But if it's working for you guys to have her judge The Voice, then I say go for it.
You know what's so crazy? I can't believe I was in London last night and I missed Taylor Swift coming on stage with Haim. Well, guess what?
She's here tonight.
I'm just kidding. I wish.
She almost never comes out on stage.
I got this dress, so you could take it. If she's in a mood. Wait, we have to. First of all, we're gonna start the show soon.
And I want to get to know.
I know.
England.
How are y'all doing, for one?
Oh my God, our friend.
Are you mad at us? That was sort of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it because we were like, do you even have the voice? As if it's like this thing they need to have.
No, I'm not. I want to be clear. I would never think we were better than a country who didn't have the voice. If a country didn't have the voice, I'd be like, that sounds like an amazing, amazing country.
You know what I'm doing that's so bad?
What?
Not even caring over here.
Oh my God.
And this is like, yeah. But there's an empty seat there, so figure that out.
Hey, guys, that's an all of you problem.
We have to talk about what happened with you.
Okay, yeah, really bad thing happened
with me.
Well,
can I start?
Wait, there was something else I wanted to share. Oh, wait, can I tell my story about what happened to me today?
Today?
For my revelation that changed everything.
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
So basically, I've been so hungry.
So y'all have dinner here, right?
So I've been so hungry this whole time here, not from a place, just from a place of not, like, knowing what to eat. It's kind of like, you know, like, we have this saying in the States where it's like, don't order the chicken at a steakhouse. And I feel like that, I'm always like, what should I order in England, if that makes sense? They have everything, but what should I order? And so my...
You're obsessed with just having, like, an egg on something, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, Yeah, you guys are obsessed with eggs. They're just... Guys, grow up. They're just eggs. So my hotel has, for room service, pizza that you could order. But for me, I was just like, pizza's American. I'm not going to have pizza in England. That's so stupid. And then I was so hungry today, I shot up in bed, gasped to myself, and said, pizza's Italian. And I said, we're close to that. I got it. It was like the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
You're closer than you've ever been to Italy.
This is the closest I've ever been to Italy. Besides...
And it shows.
I actually geographically don't know if that's true anymore because of what happened to me.
Well, so this is what happened to my friend. So here I am. I get in last week. I know Pat's landing in a few days. He lands. I get a WhatsApp. I get a message. It says, do they have different outlets here? I'm like, yeah.
I don't think that's widely publicized.
That is like... It is like the textbook, like, sketch comedy, like, you know, like...
I was thinking, if this was really true,
yeah.
This would be textbook stand-up comedy.
Right.
I've never heard of this in my life.
Well, now you can put an awesome 5 minutes in your routine about the wrong way.
Well, I'm like, there must be a way. And then I was like, well, okay, these are clearly for, like, weird electronic cars or something, and there's real outlets somewhere, but I couldn't really find them.
But anyway, so then I'm like, oh, haha, I'm so excited to have Pat here. I'll see him tomorrow. Then I wake up in the middle of the night. Or actually, why don't you tell this part?
Okay. Basically, I'm on my... First of all, I'm, like, desperate to do something while I'm here. So, and I couldn't... couldn't think of anything to do. So, I have this meeting where I did really bad, and then I was like, let me go to a West End show. And I thought one of my friends had said that, he went to Hello Dolly 19, not, oh no, I thought my friend said he went to My Fair Lady 19 times. So I was like, let me do that. It must be good. Why would you see something that's bad 19 times? That would be crazy. The definition of insanity is seeing My Fair Lady 19 times when it's bad. So I go... I remembered later on that it was Hello Dolly. Is anyone here in My Fair Lady on the West End? Okay, because I'm...
Did anyone call out tonight to come to this?
Because I had to... And this is just me with plays. I had to leave in intermission because it was just... I felt really embarrassed. I just had to leave.
Well, Pat, when you texted me, I'm going to see My Fair Lady, I was like, cool, but you're definitely not going to like that.
Yeah.
It's like the definition of play humor.
The only way I could enjoy it was if I really pretended everyone was like in sixth grade and I was like their parent, and they were like doing it to make me proud. I was like, oh, this is good. That's good. That's really good what you guys are doing. But I love that they do it, and then I love that people enjoy it. And
that has nothing to do with you. Yeah.
Anyways, I get a call from my manager, and she's like, so I got to flag some potential bad news. And I'm like, okay, I literally love that sentence. It should be a poem. And she was like, Basically, there was visa, and there's a visa problem.
Basically, I get a text like, Pat didn't get the right visa stamp to perform, so he can't do the show on Friday unless he leaves the country and comes back. So I'm like, of course I'm stupid, and I'm like, he's not going back to America. And then I remembered about France.
That's exactly, that's when France entered the chat.
You know what my favorite thing about France is in the Britney Spears song where she goes, party in France.
Yes.
It's so good.
So good.
You better work, bitch, party in France.
So anyways, I was made to go to Paris against my will for one day.
So my friend went to Paris against his will for one day.
I get to Paris. No Ubers want to deal with me. I'm walking around and I'm trying to find my hotel. I get to my hotel, it's truly like midnight and I'm so tired, but I'm like, you know what? From like an anthropological standpoint, I need to go to a gay bar and see what they're like here. So I walked around to like what was called the gay area. It's funny because I was like, what are gay bars? And France will do something like there will be kind of like an outdoor closet with tables in front of it. And they'll be like, this is actually a gay bar. And so I would like walk by it and like, well, that's, you can't go inside of that. That's just a table outside. So certainly that couldn't be a gay bar. And then I finally found one that was, say with me, exactly the same as every gay bar in New York. But what I said to Catherine, I kept swelling with pride because obviously everyone there hated me and wanted me dead. And I was like, guess what? I didn't choose to come here. England made me come here. But they would play like Rihanna and like everyone would sing it like so loud together. And I would be like, yeah, like, I'm with her.
Even though she's not, you know, she's an American treasure. She's
an American treasure.
Ours.
And it's like if everyone in this gay bar was hanging off a cliff for our lives and Rihanna could only save one, she'd probably save me.
It's not such a crazy idea, saving you.
Who's gay here? Oh my God. What is it like here, gay?
I was coming over to you.
Oh, cool.
Hey.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I'm endearing, and I don't mean to be.
No, it's your story to tell, and I would never dare tell it. And I'm straight. Is anyone here straight? What's it like here, straight?
I'm so sick of straight people telling the story of gay people being forced to go to Paris. I am so sick of it.
You know, well, even I'm straight, but I love when big boobs are pushed up against a shower door. Yes. Raise your hand if that's your sexuality.
You actually would love, you would love the gay bar I went to in Paris because they had a world famous shower show, which was when there was, okay, you're not cheering even though it's world famous and you all know about it. And there was a little glass space in the wall this gorgeous man would come out and like take all of his clothes off and shove his butt against the glass.
That sounds unreal.
Every hour on the hour.
But you know what? It's so funny. I wish it was tits instead.
I know.
And that's what's so beautiful and natural.
For me, if it was tits, I would be like, this is so boring.
If it was tits, I'd be like, this is, the human body is spectacular. I love women. I love everyone.
Tits really bore me.
Sometimes.
They do. They put me.
I'm sorry, but tits are so much more interesting than ass.
No.
Ass is so.
What do you think?
You like ass better? Tits are fascinating. Asses are kind of like. Also, you see them all the time. Okay, everyone hates us and thinks we're body negative. Sorry, they're both equally good. Don't get mad. Sorry. I love asses. I love tits. I love pussies. I love dicks. I love clits. Whatever you have is perfect, and it's gorgeous to me.
I love a clit pushed against a shower.
There's this place in Paris, it's world famous, where a girl shoves her clit up against a shower every hour, on the hour. It'd be so hard to get just the clit. I went.
That would be worthy of world fame.
Well, you know, that would be. It'd be like a traveling show. You know, I had to come over early because I've been trying to get caught up on Love Island. I know, but I'm behind, so it's not even worth talking about. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, someone's gonna give me a look and it's gonna ruin everything for me. But I will say,
I don't want to be clear. You keep trying to ruin it for me.
I'm trying to connect with you as someone. Listen, you've just been kicked out of this country. I'm trying to bring you back and fill you in.
I never thought in a million years I would be kicked out of a country.
I never thought in a million years I'd get a call that you had to leave the country immediately. I know. I'm just dying to show up on Love Island with like my pubes coming through my white swimsuit and just be like, A hot new villa. A hot new villa. You know what I meant. Shut up.
Fuck off.
Shut
up.
You guys. I'm sorry, but you know who's crazy? Sorry, I am going to stop talking about Love Island because no one cares and it's not real. But I care. Okay, asses and tits are perfect. England wants me dead. That guy, I don't like that guy, Adam, and he scares me. And his eyes, and you can tell he knows where the bodies are buried. Do you know what I'm saying? Okay, sorry. Back to reality. Oops, and there goes gravity. Sorry, I actually have to leave. I actually legally have to leave the program now.
There's a lot of people in this world. There's a lot of people who, like, in this world who you'll really respect, and they'll be like, I have to say something. Like, a lot of people you'll really respect will come up to you and be like, I have to say something. Eminem's a genius. That's happened to me, like, 8 times. Someone I've really respected. Someone I've really respected 8 times in my life has come up to me and been like, hey, I had to say something. It's true. Eminem's a fucking genius.
And whenever I go up to a friend, I say, hey, I need to say something that's true. And then I say whatever I need to say, if that makes any sense. I was thinking, this is sort of crazy.
Yeah.
First of all, are you ice cold right now?
Are you kidding?
I'm doing a bit of a joke.
I'm not. I am. Okay, first of all, you guys.
If you're hot, it's literally not our fault.
I'm really hot.
Okay, secondly, it's not even worth addressing because here's what I'm saying. This is our impression of English air conditioning.
It's like. You guys don't understand it. In the States, we have air conditioning too, but
should literally try it. It literally works.
It works.
We actually use it. It doesn't have to be like this. It literally doesn't have to be like this for y'all.
We use it to make us. We use it to make rooms a little cooler. That's what we use it for.
You know it's twisted when it's hotter inside than it is outside. It's literally not hot outside in this country, and inside it's like boiling sauna.
Well, yeah, it was like 103 degrees.
You guys think
like,
this is like a Goop wellness retreat. It's life, and I don't need to sweat every second. God, duh.
This is life, and we don't need to sweat every second.
What? I can't. First of all, obviously, I can't hear you.
I was supporting your comedic move by repeating what you said. It's a
check
classic.
And mate.
Do you guys have improv here? Do you guys have improv comedy here?
Okay.
Okay, cool.
We don't really care.
Cool, sounds like an amazing scene.
Wait, should we, what do you think about?
Should we, like,
do a treatment?
Yeah, let's do a treatment.
So tonight we thought it'd be cool if we flew overseas to give live treatment to people who need it most.
Yeah.
And so I think we might as well just do some live treatment.
Yeah, let's do a live treatment.
So what's going to happen is if you have a question for us that needs treating, just pop up your hands.
and we have to be honest, though, like, when we do this in New York, we screen them.
Yeah, so
when we're on the road, we don't screen them. So sometimes we've gotten some real...
Zingers.
Some real psychos.
Yeah. So raise your hand if you are comfortable. Here's the deal also. Raise your hand if you need treatment.
That person's so
you're
eager.
Comfortable coming on stage and B and C, you're comfortable with it being on our world famous podcast.
I have a question. Is this being recorded?
Yeah.
That changes things I've said out loud here tonight.
About what you said already? There are things you'd say to these people, but for, not the rest of the world?
Yeah.
That's things true for me, too.
Well, there's thing,
with y'all,
tell you
we can actually be real.
Yeah. Okay. That person who was really into it, you can come up, right?
Okay. Come on.
Okay.
Yes. Don't stop, make it pop.
I love
tonight, I'm up till we see the sunlight. Come on.
You're almost there. You're almost there.
Come on.
You're almost Hello. Here. You're almost here.
What's your name? And don't wear it out.
Henry.
Okay, and you're gorgeous. Give it up for Henry. Okay.
This is for you. You can use it however
you
want.
So we're going to get in our voice chairs.
And yeah. Is it close to the...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. This town is crazy. Snakes everywhere you look. What'd you say, Henry?
I never used a microphone before. Is this like...
Really?
Levels...
Okay. I don't buy
this
it for a second.
This is my first
radio.
It's fine.
I don't
fine,
buy it for a second. You're a natural. Darling, you're
it.
A natural.
I bought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, keep it close.
Do I sit? Do I stand?
I did. Can I say something? When Henry said he had never used a microphone before, can I say something? I bought it hook, line, and sinker.
I don't believe
you had me. Henry, you had me.
Can you tell?
I'm a bit of a tough cookie. So I wasn't going to let no Henry just slide around town saying he doesn't ever use the mic. I'm sorry.
I'm so gullible.
Okay, first of all, we're going to get in our voice chairs.
I know, but be careful of these wires. Someone's going to get really hurt tonight.
It's hard
I
to...
Sit. I might sit.
Yeah, you should do whatever you want.
This is
it's
actually...
Hard. I don't want my pussy to show.
Oh. Okay.
Because there's not enough people... are there any straight men here?
No.
Henry, don't steal my thunder.
Wait, Henry.
I could fall in love tonight.
I had no idea. Henry, thank you for feeling comfortable coming out to us here tonight.
How could you tell?
Wait, I know, but here's the deal, and I say this with nothing but love towards you, Henry, but there is going to be at least one who was dragged along by his girlfriend, and he's not going to cheer, and that's okay, and I see you.
Yeah.
And I know you're fucking here.
You, it's you.
And you're probably scared. And you're probably scared because what you're seeing, you're seeing a confident woman,
it's
and you're not used to it.
It's our friend's friend.
And you're getting a little hard, you're getting a little stiff, and you're saying, down. I don't like, you know, it's what happened. In college, boys would look at me and they'd go, I'm so weirdly attracted to you. And I would say, let me tell you something that's actually not weird at all. It's actually natural. So I see you and you're kind, and I want to shout out.
I used to go through something where people would come up to me in my 20s, not in a sexual way. It would be like literally like mom type people would come up to me and be like, I have to tell you something. I love you. I love weirdos and weird people. And I was like, cool. I'm actually one of the most normal people you could ever imagine.
I know. We're literally normal and everyone else is a freako.
So are we going to just turn our chairs on and kind of figure out as we go along?
Yeah, so I think what's going to happen now is, Henry, why don't you stand up and tell the crowd your question, and then we'll turn around first when we have something to say.
Okay.
We've never done it this way before.
We have never done it this way, so someone could get really hurt, but
you really
we're still going to take the risk.
I know, right?
The mic.
But you can hear us down there?
Wait, no, barely.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, it's good. Keep going.
Wait, what do you mean?
It's fine.
What do you mean? It's hard to hear us?
I can't
understand.
It's
an acoustic problem. It's like,
because we talk too fast.
Can we get like a check? There we go.
So you're saying... You're looking at me and you're saying, when you're in the audience, you can't really hear me.
On stage is worse. Like, I have
no
idea.
Yeah, well, we know that. We're martyrs.
So, okay, guys, we actually asked you a question up top. And we actually did that in good faith that you were going to be honest with us. And it took bringing up Henry to finally get an honest answer. And guess what? Now I'm madder than I would have been if you told me the truth in the first place.
And if it wasn't for this guy, who's never even used a microphone, we wouldn't know. This keeps trying to fuck me. We wouldn't even know that you can't hear me go.
I have a question. Actually, I don't.
Okay. Henry, let's hit it. Yeah.
Wait, so can you understand us? But it's hard on stage.
Okay, so I'm a liar. Cool.
Well, I can't tell if you're lying or if you're truth.
Truth.
Okay.
Cool. I don't understand what you guys are saying to each other, if that helps.
What'd you say?
I don't understand. Okay, let's all turn around and look at each other so that we can really understand. And our amazing voice.
Let's just act
our
it out.
Our amazing voice.
Let's show them what it could have been, and then we'll just do it. Okay. So this is just an act out. So Henry, just say like a sentence, but.
Say a sentence.
I can't hear a goddamn thing.
Now, Henry.
Hello, I'm Rita Ora, and I want you on my team.
Who does the American one?
Christina did it for a while. It's famously how Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton met.
I can't support that.
I can't support it either, because do you guys know about them?
Okay, we're going to stop asking that.
I will... Imagine if I'm talking about Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton, and they don't know. They were... Anyways, I always think about when they got together and Blake had left Miranda Lambert, his kind of ex, and it was kind of embarrassing. Like, I just think it would be embarrassing if, like, your ex, like, left you and then started dating his voice co-judge. So I just, like, felt for her in that way, and then I'll always remember the CMT Awards. She came there that year, got out of her limo, and she had pink tips. And I was like, that is such a fucking powerful message. Anyways.
Okay, so now we're going to start the treatment. So Henry, will you share with us what's ailing you?
It's less of an ailment, more of a shocking story that I just need advice.
Okay, perfect.
That works.
Okay, that's still being treated.
Okay.
And that's still being treated, so thank you.
I can leave out names because it's a spicy story.
Oh my God.
Okay, yeah, we can make
it's
up
intense.
Fake names.
Okay.
Okay.
So, my very, very, very good friend.
What's his name? Just kidding.
So his name
I'm
is
so fucking funny.
Left.
You have no fucking clue. You have no fucking clue here how funny I can be.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry,
okay,
guys.
So his name is, 1, 2, 3, Sam.
It's actually a she, but...
Oh, your best friend.
Yeah. Best friend.
No, my friend.
Yeah, it's your
she.
Best...
It's a she.
Since it's
she,
a
she,
female...
She. Sam can be her name.
Since you're gay and it's a female, she's your best friend.
And you will be entering the gays and their girls basketball tournament, which has been in progress since 2018.
So you have against all odds, you have a female friend.
I have a female. Shocking.
And I have to ask, what happens next?
What's that like? Because everyone's story is different.
So this is going to sound...
Do you guys have a podcast?
This is going to sound unconventional, but for my treatment modality, I'm going to have to ask what happened next.
Well, I'm going to tell you. So I have a friend, she. Uh-huh. She was basically went to one of her friend's weddings. And it was like a destination wedding. It was like an island. It was this gorgeous place, like in a castle, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Everyone was there, basically like 100 people, like full capacity. Gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous.
Not that many people. Henry.
Sorry.
For scale. Okay, go ahead.
Wait, were you there or just your friend?
I was not there. My friend
so
was
there. So is this even, say with me, your story to tell?
It is. It is. It's Henry's storytell.
Sorry.
Wait, Henry, are you having fun or are you mad at us?
Okay.
No.
I hear you.
No, it's fine.
We're going to let you
it's
finish. We're being absolutely insane.
We're being way too much.
Yeah.
Okay, friend's wedding.
Let's show Henry how cool we can be.
Yeah. What was that?
And it's long. It's a long cigarette. Okay, what happened next after the wedding?
So it was the night before the wedding.
And all through the house. Sorry. Okay, we're actually being cool.
We're being cool.
It was the day before the wedding, and basically it got cancelled, and everyone had to get basically sent home. And the reason why it was cancelled was because the bride was basically super, super nervous the night before.
Oh, I was hoping groom was gay.
I'm sure it's that.
Yeah.
The bride was super nervous the night before, and I know it's like not tradition, whatever, to see the groom before. But she was like, fuck it, I just need to see him.
Oh my God.
She creeps in down the corridor, grabs the hotel door, opens it.
This is gay porn.
Wait. No. It's not. I wish it was that, but
it's not.
Okay,
it's not that. I'm being cool.
Grabs the door, opens it, and she sees her future husband-to-be sucking his mum's tit.
Sucking her tit? Wow, Catherine.
What?
So I guess maybe, Catherine, tits aren't that great after all. What would you do if I started...
You know what?
What would they do if I started beating the shit out of you on stage?
Would you stop it or would you think it was
good? Would you stop it? It's the classic, it's like that woman
in
the street.
It's
the woman in the street. We have a famous story about that in my town of my country where I come from.
Now, let me say this, Henry. I think that story's a little weird. That is fucking insane.
Wait.
It's insane.
Ew, I'm dying.
But wait, you have to think like... As though he is almost kind of feeding from it, almost.
But was it... You have to think
like... Yeah,
maybe
he was hungry, Henry.
When had he eaten dinner?
Wedding food is notoriously kind
of
bad.
Okay, so she opens the door. She's nervous. She's already...
You know what this is begging for? A play.
But my only thing is, since we don't have the real people here, I don't know if we can, like, what, how will we? Mm-hmm.
I think what we're going to do here.
Okay. Well, let's,
sorry,
let,
you're not
let,
done.
Wait,
you're not, let, done.
You're not done. Let's, wait, we have to be cool, Catherine.
Sorry.
Okay, so she's, because we have to know more first. Are you mad at me?
No, I'm laughing because we keep saying we want to know more and then we actually can't physically stop talking.
Like, let me talk, Jesus Christ.
I know. Yeah. Sorry, okay.
But you have to think, like, was it a, one, sexual thing, or was it two, he was, like, anxious before the wedding and he needed to calm down. And it was like a weird thing. He's done for years. I don't know. It's too much. It's too much.
I'm shocked. So how well do you know these people?
I do not know them. This is a friend that went to the wedding and was like, holy fucking shit. Shit went down, basically.
Okay.
So the bride, do you think she... See, here's what I'm curious to discover through the play.
Wait.
But I think now they're getting back together.
No.
Yeah.
So are you... Is your treatment, like, should you...
Back together?
My thing
So I think we're all wondering, how does this quite affect... You.
Well.
No, I mean, you gave me the greatest gift, which is, I was just pure surprise and shock.
I have an amazing idea that could actually solve this problem, which is you as her gay friend, you as her friend's gay friend, should tell your friend to remind her about him sucking his mom's nipple. And then once she remembers about it, she then won't get married to him again.
Yeah, we got to save this woman, don't you think? Or what do you think?
I think it's a lost cause. You know
really?
What? It's like, it's fucked.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
So what I was thinking is maybe if we let you play the bride, and I think maybe I could play the groom, and maybe you could play the mother.
Okay.
And I thought maybe we could, you might get a sense of, I guess you might just, you might get a sense of how bad it is.
You might get a sense of closure.
Do you feel comfortable playing the bride?
Yeah.
Okay, so welcome to the show, Henry. Starring Henry in the role of anxious, unsuspecting bride, me in the role of nervous, kinky groom.
Okay, so it's in your room, so I think it should be like, we'll kind of have a scene and then you're going to be the bride.
You enter when you know.
When you know. Right. Okay.
Mum. I know it's a destination wedding and there's almost 100 whole people here.
It's enough to fill
up. But I just don't. I'm so nervous. I don't know if I should marry Eloise.
Listen.
She has such small, small, tiny tits.
That's terrible. Plus, I know since you have an American mom, you would... It's probably really hard for you to get used to an English woman and her tits, after all.
Sometimes...
You have to remember, not everyone has huge tits like me. Oh, no, I shouldn't.
Shouldn't what?
Well, if... What are you doing, Marcy?
Mom, I'm just... Oh, sorry. That was, my stomach's grumbling. I'm just so hungry. And nervous and scared of small British tits.
Listen, I think what can make you feel really good right now and what could make me feel really needed could be... You know what to do. Take what you need.
It's my wedding.
Take
I'm
it.
Nervous.
Take it. Oh, my God, Eloise.
Eloise.
Eloise, you weren't supposed to
it's
see
that.
It's
not what it looks like.
It's not at all what it looks like.
Get your tip back in your top.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay.
She wanted me to see if she had a spot or...
I think that you two have a lot to talk about. And
and I think this will be best unpacked at a live podcast show. Scene, thank you. Now, give it up for Henry.
Thank you.
No. How did you feel? How did you feel in that moment? How did you feel as Eloise? What was that like?
Honestly, alive. I felt scared. I felt disgusted. All the emotions.
Would you want to get back with me, or were you? Do you think it was...
Maybe.
Yeah, when you look this good. all right, well, I think ultimately all the treatment we can give to you is that you have really interesting, beautiful friends, and I wish them the best. Thank you so much. Give it up for Henry. Wow. You know, sometimes it's funny because sometimes I fear, sometimes I lament that as I get older, because I am one of the oldest ages, 30, I lament that as I get older, like nothing will shock me anymore. But that genuinely, okay, this is literally, remember that thing in New York with rats where they twist together?
Wait, what?
There's a thing in New York where if a big pile of rats gets tangled, their tails tangle up together and then it's called like a king rat. Anyways, that's what this microphone is doing. we feel like we're right at home. Thank you guys. Has that happened to anyone else?
Getting married in a castle is kind of cool. I think castles are cool.
Yeah, all tit sucking aside, getting married in a castle would be awesome.
Yeah, listen, you guys, we can't blame the castle for what happened inside its walls.
Now, did that, I think, I'm ready to move along and ask if that moved anyone else to seek treatment about, oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh, yep, pop up. Yep. Oh, look how gorgeous you look.
Oh my God, gorgeous.
Come on up, the stairs. Come on, you're safe here.
Come on, hurry, run, they're after you, come.
You look stunning. Hello. What's your name?
What?
Kat.
Her name's Kat. Oh, how beautiful.
My God.
C or K?
C.
Get the fuck off.
This is gonna get so confusing. Hi, nice
okay.
to meet you. Nice to meet you.
I love your outfit, you look amazing. Give it up for Kat. You look incredible.
Thank you.
Okay, come sit, come sit. So tell us what's going on, girly.
I'm actually not gonna sit.
Okay.
It's okay. Guess
whatever
what?
You want, babe.
Guess what? That's cool here.
So.
Yeah.
I actually got laid off on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
But I have an American boyfriend who's living here with me, and my question is.
Who's what?
Who's living here?
Okay. I can't hear anything.
I can repeat after.
Go real close.
So, American boyfriend living here with me. Now I don't have a job. Should I move to New York? Should I go somewhere? I don't know.
Wait. He's living here with you.
Yeah.
So does he want to go to New York?
Yeah.
What's his job?
What was
he doesn't have one.
We don't care. It's,
that's okay.
Yeah. It's like remote.
It's remote.
Stupid.
Remote. Okay, cool.
And what was your job?
Can I ask
before?
What, yeah.
It was also boring and it, like tech startup, basically.
Textiles?
Startup.
I know, I heard textiles.
Did you hear textiles?
Yeah, that's, I said, tech you look like you looked beautiful.
Tech startup. Oh, it's tech startup. Tech startup.
Okay, Kat, and let me, if you feel safe sharing, how old are you?
How old do you happen to be?
You're gonna hate me.
No, we're not. Don't be like that.
Don't
make it about that.
Okay, can
we're
I just.
We're not gonna be mad at you, but just please be the right age.
Be a normal age for us.
Can I just preface by saying I am a mug whore on Patreon?
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh my God.
But I am also 24.
Okay.
Okay, 24.
I've heard worse.
Okay?
Hey, listen, I've heard a lot
We've
worse.
We've heard a lot worse, seriously.
Okay.
We've heard things that you wouldn't believe.
Look at me. Want to hear something really scary? One time we did a digital live show, and the girl who came on to seek treatment was a senior in high school, and she wanted help deciding what college to go to.
Oh my God.
So is it great? Is it ideal? No. But it's not awful being 24.
Thanks.
How old is your American boyfriend?
Also 24.
And how did you guys meet?
We met in Hong Kong, actually.
Okay, oh, sexy.
You guys are globetrotters.
Global citizens.
I don't
but how
necessarily.
Did you meet me? Like, where were you? Like, set the scene.
We were at uni, so we were both on exchange.
Okay.
How?
And you saw him across the bar.
So actually, my friend somewhere here.
Give it up for her friend. Give it up for her friend.
Friendship
What's your
is
name?
So important.
What's
she
your
was
name?
The one running.
What's your name?
Sylvia.
Give it up for Sylvia. We love a girl's girl in here.
She is a
Wait,
girl's girl.
Wait, so I actually, how long have you been dating?
Like 3 years. Oh.
3 years.
That's so long for 24.
I know.
Sometimes
are you going to get married?
Well, this is the question. Should I?
If I was
Have you
know.
Been to New York?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, so here's what, not to jump to conclusions, but you're 24, you're in love, you should move to New York.
Yeah, I think so too.
You can always come back. You can always come back.
You could always come back. Do you, if you want, I think, the fact that you're standing here at the famous venue Earth, asking a gay person and a straight person if you should move to New York, that means you probably should move to New York. But my question is, how connected is it to this other 24-year-old that you're seeing?
What do you mean?
Like, how much is it about, you think you'll be with him forever? Like, what if he moved to New York and then he got weird?
Very possible.
In
I
New York,
know.
In New York, that happens every day. I watch, every day I'm like at a
Sylvia,
coffee shop.
Do you think her 24-year-old boyfriend's gonna get weird once they get to New York? No. Okay. Wait.
What? Where is he from? Where is he from? In
San Francisco.
Ooh, weird.
That is weird.
That's weird.
I think you should do it. You only live once.
Yeah, you do only live once. She has a really good point, unless you believe in...
You know, it's so funny, Kat. When they told us our show was at Earth, I said, I know, it is every day. And they said, not that Earth, sweetie. I think you have your answer, unless you have any follow-ups.
100%. No.
Sometimes treatment is easy to give.
I actually didn't know where the venue was until minutes before I had to be here. Because I thought that Burke's Nest was a place. Mm-hmm. And so Hooper couldn't take me there.
Right.
Because it's not a place.
It's a production company.
It's a production company.
We're all learning.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Are you mad at us?
No, not at all. I love you guys.
What's it like to be 24 and like
London?
If I was a straight girl,
I would, and I was
24, I wouldn't date another 24-year-old.
Well, who would you date?
26.
Oh. Maybe that's my treatment.
Go to New York. If he starts getting weird, call us.
And never forget, a concrete jungle's where dreams are made of.
And remember, boys and boys and girls and girls.
Boys and boys. Welcome to an here she comes, Taylor Swift. Thank you so much.
What if? Oh my God.
Give it up for Kat. Thank you so much. And give it up for her amazing outfit as well. It took everything in me to not ask where it was from. I'm sort of trying to to live in the mystery, live in the question a little bit. Kind of like, you know, Rilke said in Letters to a Young Poet, live in the question. Anyone?
What are you saying?
What I said was I'm trying to live in the questions.
Oh, okay.
And not be constantly needing an answer.
Are you bored? Are you bored?
You need to uncross your arms because it's closing you off to opportunities in the universe.
So, yeah, there's a couple problems here. First, you're very close off to... I was about to offer you a huge position.
I don't blame you for being bored. You probably can't hear what we're saying. It's really, really funny. I can hear it. I just don't like it.
I saw you look at your finger like this. And I was like, I had to, at that point, diagnose you with being extremely bored. You were, oh, I know, you're hot.
I can't imagine what y'all are going through.
But you guys must go through this every day since you guys don't believe in air conditioning. Is that true? Is this normal for you guys?
Yeah. Okay, so it's cool.
It's cool.
Boys and boys and girls and girls.
We haven't dealt a lot with these people.
I know, wait.
What is everyone like over here? I like your boa. That person has a boa on.
Oh, you look amazing.
Hey, do you see that? That's like something my mom would do. Did you see that person with the boa?
Are you guys over here liking it? That's cool. Hey, that's cool. What's everyone's biggest fear?
You guys are trying to show off that you're boyfriends.
Oh, how long have you been together?
They're showing off. They're saying like this.
He's saying, don't steal my over 50. I'm joking. They're impossibly young. How long have y'all been together?
Okay. What were you gonna say? Oh, my God.
Oh, hot.
A year and a half.
Well, hey, don't. Okay, they're breaking up. They're breaking up at our show.
They go from showing off to completely breaking up.
What is the secret of love?
As people that have been in a relationship for years.
He said open communication.
Oh, okay.
That's
and
honesty,
obviously. And
boring. Anyone have a better answer?
I'm sorry,
spring,
she's
summer,
running away.
2024. You need to stop. They're addicted to me. What's going on? How are you doing?
I'm not feeling dynamic. I'm not feeling my power. I'm not feeling like, oh my God, like the next hilarious thing is rolling off my tongue. It's so easy. It's so fun. I'm having a blast with the audience. They're feeding off me. I'm feeding off them.
That's how you're not feeling?
That's how I'm not feeling.
That's awesome.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling like I want some more juice.
I know.
First of all, give it up for Henry and Kat because they've been so generous with us.
Yes.
And I'm feeling like We haven't, you know what, Pat, you know what it is I don't feel like we've yet given any, the issue is that we haven't, we're completely honest about this, we haven't yet given any good treatment.
Yeah, we haven't saved
and
a
so
life
we're gonna
yet.
Need to give, like, who has, like, a complex, like,
all right, wait, that,
oh, up.
All right, we'll
up,
come, we'll come. Okay, up. We're gonna go up, but we're gonna
shine
save you.
Shine bright, shine, okay. Far be a star. Give it up. Give it up. Okay. Who? The audience?
Don't, Catherine, when I whisper something in your ear, don't then hold the microphone up and respond.
Bad habit.
That's spying. That's you spying on me.
Yes!
Welcome.
What's your name?
Adam.
Give it up for Adam, everyone. So nice to meet you. Come sit.
Adam, whether you sit, stand, or something
sit,
in between.
Sit, stand, or whatever you feel.
It's totally
I'll join
up
you
to
with
you.
Sitting.
Okay.
But
okay.
If it doesn't feel right, stand.
How are you
it's
doing?
It's totally up to you, Adam.
I'm
it's
very
totally
good.
Up
okay,
to
so
you.
Adam, I hate to do this, but it sounds like you're American.
No.
Okay. I get this all the time. It's Canadian.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. You all is forgiven.
I always forget about Canada, but that means a lot. Okay.
Literally, so do I.
Where are you from?
Toronto.
Okay, cool. I was once locked in a hotel room there.
Did you know that I'm going to Canada in 1 week? I'm going to Canada in 1 week from today. Fair. What do you think about that?
Do you want to stay at my family's house?
I'm going to Montreal.
Okay.
Is that close to your family?
It's a 6-hour drive.
Your family should pick him up every day and take them home.
They would if I told them.
That'd be cool.
Do you live here?
I live here.
Fab. What
How
do you
long?
Do?
I'm a data analyst.
Data analyst. We run into this a lot, people who do that, and we wonder.
I'm joking. I would die to know what that is or how to do it.
Who's paying you? Who's paying you to analyze this data?
What's the data saying?
Great question. The data's not good.
I could have guessed.
I'm exhausted. You could tell.
And if you feel safe sharing, how old are you?
26.
Okay.
Kat?
Kat, oh my God, it's a match made in
are you,
heaven.
Are you S? Are and you S, like, G, B, Q?
And Catherine, and Catherine, and Catherine, and Catherine. She likes North American guys.
She likes guys from North America.
You like guys from North America, don't you?
How do you feel about Toronto? Okay, neither do I. I feel nothing either.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to connect you guys if he starts being weird in New York. Oh my God.
Oh my,
oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, so what's happened is that a little bit of Diet Coke has spilled at Earth. The Earth has been doused in Diet Coke.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that you all had to see that.
I'm so, so sorry about my friend. He's really, really out of control. Well, I'm wondering what we should do.
I'm going to have to employ a famous, famous show business saying, which is actually that the show must go on.
I was thinking we call it. Yeah, the show must go on, so I'm sure that will eventually evaporate. Okay.
Yeah.
So, tell us what's going on.
Okay, so, I just started seeing someone who's in an open relationship.
Oh.
That can be tough, as someone who's been in an open relationship and fucked it up.
Wait, so you're... are not in a relationship. You're seeing this person who is.
I'm single. I'm seeing someone who's in an open relationship. So we've been hooking up, having fun.
Are you wondering?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Oh, of G.
No.
Oh, TBRV?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're wondering. It'll.
I speak fluent Sikh treatment. V?
Okay.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Beautiful, right?
Sometimes with open relationships, it's like, sometimes it affects everything. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it what?
Sometimes it's like people are open because they want to do the opposite thing that they do when they're normal.
Sure.
Someone write that down.
Adam can do it all.
Someone should actually be writing that down.
Adam can do it all, so.
Okay, so you're V.
Right, so I'm seeing this guy. I get a message from him yesterday, and he said, hey, my boyfriend saw that your job is hiring.
Oh, my God.
Would you mind speaking to my boyfriend and the positions to be my assistant?
Oh my God.
A moment like this, some people wait a lifetime for that one special kiss. Well, that's gonna be a no.
Well, how long have you been seeing the person? And have you... Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
don't be sorry. No. If anyone's sorry in this building, it's me and Patrick Owen Regan.
Look what I've done already.
At Earth Hackney?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. So how long have you been seeing this person? And then we'll wait. And then after you tell me that, I'm going to have another question.
Okay. So I've only been seeing him for 2 weeks.
Oh. How many times?
Jerry.
How many times have you slept together?
Literally twice.
Okay.
This is insane.
So, and also, it bears mentioning, the craziest part of all of this was that he actually just forwarded me the message from the boyfriend, and the message read, "Hey girl, can you ask Adam if he's willing to talk to me about a job that's going at the organization I work for?" Should I plug it or no?
Yeah. Plug it. Do you want to plug it?
Should I? No.
Do we know what it is?
No, literally no.
Okay.
Okay.
It's like 9 communists who work together. So.
Okay, oh, that's cool.
Guess what? Guess what?
Those are,
those are my 9 best friends. I have 9 close friends who are communists who own a data analyst company, so maybe you might know them.
So he wants to be an assistant to one of 9 communists?
No, he wants to be assistant to you.
Yeah.
And you work orbiting the communists.
Yeah. So I'm among the communists. Mm-hmm. So it would be for, you know, what we call in the business a data monkey. So.
No, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah. That, you guys...
It sounds like a website from 1992.
No, I have a question. This weirdly affects it. How old is the primary, which is what I'm going to call the person you're sleeping with? And then how old is the...
applicant. More like applicant. Look at what he's up to.
How old is the applicant and how old is the primary?
So both of them are 27.
Oh, weird.
Kat, that's about a year older than you want to be targeting.
Okay, interesting. That changes everything somehow. Isn't it so funny, age?
It is it is so funny. Comma, age.
I expected the primary to be late 20s, early 30s, and I expected the applicant to be like 24, similar to my friend Kat.
You shouldn't have an... I'm sorry, wait. You know what? I don't know, actually. Like, how do you feel about having an assistant who's older than you?
I love it.
Okay.
Well, have you met the person?
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
Never, but I've seen him on Grindr.
And what was he acting like on Grindr?
He was acting like a top.
Okay. Okay. I think if the 3 of you fuck it out, you should be able to come to some sort of conclusion.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
This seems like a menage a trois situation.
You're like, maybe not a professional job. How about a... How about you give... My advice is give that guy a blowjob. Or get one, hell. Wish I could.
Yeah. At first, yeah.
It's not the same with them licking a clit. I don't care that much.
Does he really want to do what you're doing?
Sorry?
Does he really want to do what you're doing?
Does he really want to do what I'm doing?
Yeah, is he like, I just can't break into this data analyst industry.
I have no idea. And also the fact that the boyfriend knew where I'm working.
Oh,
even
yeah.
Though we've only been together for 2 weeks.
Together is a very loose term as well.
I'm going to have to like...
Hey, you're actually not.
Yeah.
He's with someone else, Adam.
What
Adam,
do you
Adam,
mean?
wake up. He's with someone else. It's time to move on.
Yeah, wait. So when you say together, like you've slept together twice. And then have you seen each other outside of these 2 sexual encounters? We'll call them.
No, but I saw him during the heat wave, which I feel like takes the relationship to another level.
Okay.
Because of all the fluids?
It's just interesting because it's like, I'm able to be like, oh, the heat wave. Like, I remember where I was in London during that. And so that to me kind of makes it a very, very young relationship.
Yeah. You've been in this relationship as long as we've been in the country.
You should have known him before I got here.
Is the sex really, really good?
Yes.
So you say, now I'm kind of delving into this because this is interesting me, these two 27-year-olds, kind of reminiscent of a couple 24-year-olds I once knew.
You know what I'm wondering?
What?
I'm wondering how old the groom was who sucked his mommy's titty. And I'm wondering if he was a
guess
baby.
Guess what, Catherine? Catherine, guess maybe what? He was I actually know. The groom and the mom were both 24. wait. So when you're the primary, so when you say you, that the applicant, you, he's acting like a top on Grindr, to me where my brain goes is, okay, so he's generally a bottom, and that other guy fucks him usually, and then that guy fucks you, or you've switched each time. Now that you're like, I'm truly versatile, it's like, okay, is it like 50-50 split?
I'm kind of bored.
I literally
you're
have
allowed
no
to ask me why I care. You're allowed to ask me why. Anyone here is allowed to say, why do you care? Why do you care?
What?
I know.
I think we answered it.
I can also barely hear. Can I?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm
come
sorry.
No, come here. Seriously,
like
come here. No, come here. Come here. Come here.
Wait.
Watch the Diet Coke. Watch the Diet Coke.
Yeah, please watch the Diet Coke.
Oh, you're right in it. Oh, you're the best. Okay, here's what you do. Here's what you do.
Tell me, Catherine.
Don't respond to that email and don't see that person anymore.
Do you think so?
No, I think. Wait. No. I have a slightly alternate approach.
That's option A.
From a different branch of medicine. I think that you should not answer the email by any means, but I think you should see him again and then like be having fun. And be like, oh wait, what was it do with that email? Like,
yeah, and just be like, I don't think so. Like, I feel weird about it.
Or be
so
like,
pretend
you think
it didn't exist.
No.
Oh.
No, bring it up in person. Ignore the email.
And then in person, I'm like, no.
Or if you want the easy way, I'll just be like, they found someone.
Oh, okay.
But that's the coward's way.
Okay. Wait, what's the coward's way?
Saying they found someone for the job, like whatever.
Oh, yeah. But then what if...
the hero's way is to ignore and cut them out of your life.
Yeah, because what if he said, oh, you found someone, I would love to meet them. Why don't you invite them over for dinner one of these days?
Then three of us should hang out.
Yeah.
Then you would have to find someone to play that person. It would be really, it would get really messy.
But I think that what everyone in Earth, Hackney, and on Earth, the planet, can agree on is that you don't need to respond to the email.
No, but I think you need the nuance of face-to-face conversation to like just bring up the subject and see what he does with that, and then be like, do you think that'd be weird? And then you can be like, wait, what are we to each other?
He's never gonna leave him. That's not true. Actually, I left someone.
It is so interesting to me that you've only seen each other twice in 2 weeks, but like his boyfriend is like, can you ask Adam?
I meant to ask you guys something. In 2018, I slept with this guy who looked like a model and he lived in Dalston. Do y'all know him? And it was so annoying because he asked if I wanted to go to the museum, and then when I texted him back, he never answered ever again, and we never saw him again. I think he's probably here tonight. He was a bi guy.
Oh, yeah, he was a...
Are there any bi guys here tonight? Yes!
Who? I've noticed a lot of bi guys here.
Okay, wait, so I think... How do you feel about your treatment?
I feel
great. Cool? Is that
okay,
cool with me?
What do you think you'll actually do? You're probably going to respond to the email.
Yeah, I definitely
What are you going to say?
Give it up for Adam. He's too sweet. I love you. Too sweet. Too sweet. Now, I would say, Pat, I would say we have time for maybe one more session.
Yeah,
definitely.
One
more quickie,
this person really needed
help. Oh, yeah, get up here, girl.
You seem to like...
Yeah.
Any which way you want. Any which way you can find to get up here is cool with us.
You don't have to run. We're literally not in any rush.
Yeah, remember it.
Take your time. What is your name, beautiful girl? What's your name?
I just saw, I'm not going to call them out, but I just saw two people not having fun at all.
Oh. I can see more than two.
To the
Give
two people not
Fran.
Having fun, you know who you are.
You can leave whenever. It's
lighten
fine.
Up. Lighten
okay.
up.
Give it up for Fran. Come over here, girly. You look incredible.
You look incredible.
Thank
I love
you,
your Crocs.
You
love your
you
hair.
So good. Thank you very much.
I love your hair and your Crocs. Isn't it so interesting that
Thank
Crocs
you.
Have like...
Yeah, they really
become.
Did. They really did a 180.
I kind of hated them, and now I'm kind of embracing them.
Who decided
That's
it?
That's kind of the American love story.
Who decided that Crocs were going to be like cool again?
Like someone
name.
Who was bored. Someone who was bored.
Someone who was bored.
Derek?
Maybe one of the two people not having fun here tonight. Okay.
First of all, what's up?
Yeah.
Really good. I just want to say I did see Taylor Swift last night. I was front row.
Front row. Okay, so you're a wealthy woman.
I saw a TikTok of her going like this.
Was it mine? Was it my TikTok?
What's your TikTok name?
It's Fabulously Fran.
Follow her. No, it wasn't you.
Fancy Fran.
So I remember thinking, like, who is this lucky little girl?
No, she was, like, very beautiful, and I did. Like, they were announcing her, and I was like, surely not, surely not.
Yeah, it couldn't be.
And then it very much was her, and I thought, yeah. I'm going to die.
You know what's cooler? That you are on kind of, you're on stage with us now.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like Taylor one night.
I thought it couldn't get better.
The Cappuccino family the next.
Wait, what'd you say?
I said I thought it couldn't get better, but apparently it does.
It totally gets better.
It
and
does.
That's my biggest message, probably. My biggest message to people who have seen Taylor at a Haim concert and don't know what to do next, I just want to tell those people, like, it gets a lot better. And hold on for one more day. Because you might be on a stage at Earth, the venue. Okay. Have you been having fun?
I'm having such a ball, thank you very
What about the people around you? Have the people around you been having fun?
They're having an amazing time. I brought my two housemates. One of my housemates has never even seen the pod, but she was very keen.
That's kind of rude of you to bring her.
I can spot her. The one without the light, you're the one who's never seen us. No, the one with the light.
Is someone wearing a headlamp?
Can you put the light down? I need you to put the light down so I can see you.
Splunking? What are you, splunking?
I need her to put the light down. Tell her to put the light down.
Okay.
You know, oh my God, is this live footage?
Wait, you're blinding us on purpose. What is going on?
Honey, where's this footage going? My God.
All right, you've never seen us. You never saw us. You never saw us before, but you're keen. You never saw us before, but you're keen. You love us. Okay.
Do you think there's something really wrong with us?
Was this what we just did fun for you?
She's gone. Okay. She's disappearing.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I know what that's like.
Can't win tonight. I can't win for losing tonight.
It is like I know it comes from a place of love, but it is a bit demoralizing to see people just. I know you wouldn't be here if you didn't want to be, but it is a sea of people just.
Oh my God!
You gotta respect it.
I just got a visceral memory. Oh my God! I just unlocked a memory from Paris. My time in Paris. Okay, so when I was in the New York Gay Club, and we're going to save your life in 1 second.
We know you're here.
And I was like, oh my God, this is just like New York. It's crazy. Except, and there was like truly the clique of like really, really hot guys that obviously came in together as a group. They were the hottest people there, only talked to each other, and then left. And when I was walking out, and then the whole night, I kind of looked at them and I hated them. And then when I was walking out, I saw them all talking, and I was walking by, and it was kind of hot that night. And the guy was like, I'm sweating like a whore in church. And the others laughed hysterically. It was the funniest joke they've ever heard in their lives. And then he's like, no, I got another. I'm sweating like a balloon near a bunch of porcupines. I was like, what?
I never heard that.
That's certainly not analogous to a sex worker in church.
Was he American?
A porcupine or a balloon. No, a balloon. No, maybe it was a porcupine.
A porcupine isn't real, right? That's like a cartoon thing.
No, that's what I thought about cactuses, but I got a cactus, but I didn't think it actually worked. And then I reached near it and I touched it and it did work because it hurt me.
Oh my God, I once was doing a...
Cactuses work.
Loose term, photo shoot in LA, and I was like in this field, and then all of a sudden I emerged and I was covered in cactus spikes.
Cactus bites, oh my God.
Cactus spikes.
No, you remind me, he was saying that his other joke, his first joke was he was sweating like a whore in church.
Which is so funny.
Which they rolled around laughing, and then the second joke was...
churches would make a whore like me really sweat.
The second one was a porcupine...
What is this?
It was a porcupine in a balloon store. He was sweating like that.
Oh, because he was so nervous about popping and having to pay for all
the balloons.
I guess,
the logic of the...
No, I think that's actually really good.
Yeah.
If you're jealous of him, I am
really jealous of that person. Like, I can put my weapons down and say, I'm really jealous of that person. He was really physically attractive by conventional standards. And yeah, there's envy there, for sure. Owning it, copping to it right now, you guys. What if I just talked for like an hour and a half just saying that over and over?
No, I can't hear a single thing you're saying. But I know that it's so funny and good.
No, it wasn't.
No, really, it seems like it went well.
Okay, we have a woman literally dying on our table right now, bleeding out. And we need to get her scalpels and cut her open even more, but to save her.
Tell us what the hell is going on, girl.
So I live in a house with three other girls, two of them famously being there, and the story's about the other one.
Of course.
Here is, not here, if you will. So she's very much been in the dating scene recently. She's been on the apps, if you will. She's on Hinge. She's out there, like, looking for love, and, like, great for her. Anyway, so she always finds, like, the worst people. And by worst, I mean, like, boring.
Yeah.
And she's a great person. And she finds this, like, one guy called Jack, common name, so.
Yeah.
She finds this one guy called Jack, and she goes on a few dates with him. She's getting very excited. But I don't have a lot of hope for that. Anyway, he then texts her on, let's say, Monday, being like, hey, do you have any speakers? And she says to me, so crazy, like, he's asking me for speakers. And I go, I wonder why. And so she replies going, what do you need them for? And he says, a party. And so she's like, no, I'm not sure if I have any. Anyway, so that passes. She then sees a mutual friend. It's got to do, it's a long story, but promise
no,
you it's
I'm,
worth that.
Literally, this is the...
It's worth that.
Look at me, this is the best story I've ever heard.
And
it is. I'm not kidding. The part about the speakers interested me.
Okay, Saturday morning rolls along. We see like a group of mutual friends, and one of the mutual friends mentions that they're going to Jack's party. So Jack, she'd been seeing him for like 3.5 weeks. He had asked her for speakers to a party he was organizing that he had very much not invited her to. So I was like, this is red flag number one. And she was like, I'm going to go. I'm going to ask him if I can go. And I was like, baby cakes, don't do that. Like, absolutely save that self-respect, if you will, and don't go. She goes. And that's really stunning. It's beautiful. Anyway, so we cut to like 2 weeks later.
Wait, how was she? She received when she went? Kind of thing where he was like, "Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I just feel like we're really new, and I don't want you to come to the party." Or was he just not like explicitly inviting her?
She was like, "Hey, so like I heard you're having a party. I'm with ex friend. Like, would love to come." And he replies one word: "Fair." I'm with her when she gets the text. So I'm just like,
fair.
I go, I'm like, don't go. Like, stay with me. We'll go on a night out. Like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
She's like, no. He's probably been really busy. And I was like, no one's that busy. No one's that busy.
He's like, he's asking around for speakers.
Yeah. I literally was like, wait.
This is the saddest story ever told.
No, it gets way worse. It gets way worse.
So she goes to this party and like, it kind of is like, it's
sweating
fair.
Like a porcupine in a store.
Okay.
So she goes to the party, and he's kind of ignoring her, but he gives excuses.
Actively leaving the venue, I'm obsessed.
Are you guys actively leaving?
Oh, no. That was actually the incredible photographer.
Okay.
I'm my own worst enemy.
Okay.
Sorry.
No. So he's giving her excuses, whatnot, that are like semi-believable. It is what it is. Anyway, so the week following, she gets really, really drunk, and she starts constantly calling him. The whole week, she has been like talking about him. She's asking all three of us, like, hey, should I text him? Should we text him? Read and reply. It's very much WhatsApp, so you can see read and reply. So it's like, read and reply. And I'm seeing probably like 10 to 15 messages on various different days, read and reply. She's a great girl, but she sometimes, she cannot read a room sometimes, and I love that for her. So she's read and reply. She goes to this dinner party, and she gets, like, excessively drunk. And for context, this was about 3 months ago, and he is a conflicts reporter for Sky News, okay? So she's, like, messaging him. She's like, hey, Jack. She rings him about 27 times. And she's like, Jack, why aren't you replying to me? I just want you to be honest. Like, what are we?
Yeah.
Anyway, and he just replies going, a girl's name, ex-girl. Let's call her Jessica for the story.
Yeah.
He goes, Jessica, please stop calling me.
Okay.
Jessica
That's
replies.
That's completely, as he would say, fair.
Yeah, fair. Famously so, it is fair. So Jessica goes, you need to call me back. I need to know what we are. And he goes, famously, he's a conflict reporter 3 months ago. He goes, Jessica, I am waiting for my friends in Ukraine to let me know how they're like in the bunker. I need the line free. And she goes, cool, but do you like me?
She said cool.
I love her.
Cool, but do you like, she's honest. And of course, he like famously does like read and not reply to that text.
Yeah. And she's like, is it because I don't have speakers?
Wait, yeah. Why isn't Jessica here tonight?
She's on a date with another one. Someone else.
Okay, so go ahead.
How old?
Can what I happen?
So basically...
How old is she? Sorry.
She is 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
23.
I thought you were shy.
Yeah, look who came out of her shell.
I'm 24. She's 23. I thought I was 23.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. So she wakes up the next day and she shows me and my housemate these messages and she shows them and she goes, they're not that bad, are they? So it's like the best acting I've ever done in my life happens then. Obviously afterwards we bitch about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm telling this story to like anyone who will ever listen. I then go to, all of you.
So there has been a bit of a miscommunication. We're here to give treatment.
Yeah.
So who needs the treatment? Your friend?
I do need the treatment.
You need it.
Because there's a last bit.
Also, it's like...
First of all, don't scream at me.
Was
okay, sorry.
So to wrap it up, I go to a birthday party a couple weeks later. So this is like 2-3 weeks ago now. And I sit next to this random person and I'm sat next to someone I don't know. So we're just talking and you do like casual conversation, like, what did you study at uni? X, Y, Z. Anyway, and he's like, oh, actually my housemate studies a really interesting job. And I go, okay, cool. What does he do? And he's like, oh, he's a Sky News reporter. And I go, surely not the same one.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, it's Jack. Anyway, and he starts talking, and it's clearly the same person. And I thought, I have two options here. I can obviously lie and pretend like I don't know who this person is, or I can tell him the whole story. So I tell him the whole story.
Right.
At this point,
we have to be honest. Like, Jack is the hero here.
Yeah.
your housemate is a bit of kind of the anti-hero. Not the villain.
In many ways. But I will say... No, do you have something to say?
What? Were you going to say something? No, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Oh, I forgot about Fair. I guess I just don't... I'm starting to not trust your friends.
But so then, anyway, so I tell him the story, and he says that his housemates only told him partial, but that actually the whole time he's been seeing someone else.
Well, yeah.
So I'm just like...
Girl.
I've got to have loyalty. Anyway, so my friend, Jessica, was it? Yeah, Jessica. Two nights ago, I overhear her on the phone saying, hey, I think I'm going to message him and like see if he wants to do a double date. He has not replied to a message in hers in about 2.5 weeks. Anyway.
He's like, yeah, I'll do a double date. Me and the girl I'm dating and you and some other guy.
So I don't know how to advise her. We're like... I don't want to be mean with her. I don't want to be mean and be like, yo, by the way, I've known all this information the whole time because I can't say that now.
You have.
But I want to be like, stay the hell away, girl.
You got to just go in and be like, listen, where were you again?
I was in Scotland when this happened.
No, where were you when you saw the housemate?
Sorry? At a birthday party?
I was at a birthday party.
Listen, I went to a birthday party and I sat next to this guy and he said that his housemate had a cool job. Guess what? It was Jack. And he's dating someone else, and he doesn't like you, but I like you. I think you're great. I think you're terrific, Jessica. I think that we, as a 23-year-old, need to move on, and there's going to be so many other Sky News reporters. During more peaceful times, you have more time for us, you know? but I just think you have to be brutal.
She needs to block him immediately and move on.
I said that, but she...
Yeah, so you... I think at a certain point, it's like you have done what you needed to do.
I have. But like, you've heard like 2 seconds about her. Does she sound like the kind of girl that's going to block someone?
No. She doesn't sound like the kind of girl that... I love her.
I love Jessica.
She doesn't sound like the kind of person that would be like kind of... I guess what you were saying, like read the room. Like it seems like she really needs to be told certain things, even if it's hurtful. So I think you just need to do that.
Because I just fear... She's only going to keep hurting herself if she does this. Like she's, and then now that you don't want him then going around telling everyone that she's crazy. And women are of course crazy, but that's not what this is about. You know what I mean? But I feel like she's lucky to have you. And I think, you have to do the tough thing and just sit her down and tell her.
Yeah. You seem like
thank
such
you
a sweet
very
friend.
Much, guys.
That's, I feel bad
thank
for her.
You. Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you. Give it up for Fran. Oh, you know, I think the moral of that story is like it's just so hard to be 22.
It's just so hard. It literally is so hard to be 22,
and it's
just,
not fair that it is, but it
is. There is there is nothing more like being 22 and struggling to exist than like, I'm waiting for my friends to tell me how the bunkers are, but do you like me? That's real. That's real. And that is what it is to be 22.
And I've sent so many horrifically embarrassing texts way after the expiration date of relationships. And I know it has never once served me. Yeah. Are you, do you feel hot today?
I mean, I did. You know, I did. Tomorrow, remember, I hate when it becomes this.
I know, it's not about that.
I did, and, you know, I'm dealing with what happened in Paris. I'm dealing with being tired. And then I was feeling hot, and I do think the heat is affecting.
It's getting to me. It's making my hair not the way it was.
Yeah. So I don't know. I can't say. I can't say for sure if I do.
I did so much when I first got on stage, and now the heat is even getting to me too. And also, we have to be open about this. We had a bit of pizza right before we came on stage.
Yeah.
And there's something about pizza with the acid. It lingers in your throat in a way that is unpleasant. And I feel like you guys can probably tell. Oh, she has pizza.
Isn't it interesting that
in her little stomach?
Today I remember that pizza was Italian, and then that's actually all I've eaten today for two meals.
Well, you had an earth-shattering realization. I had to lean into that.
It actually changed everything.
Do you have a crush of the week?
Yeah, I do. I do, but I can't remember who it was. I remember thinking, oh, that'll be an amazing. Oh, I know. Okay, wait. Do you guys? Do you have Gilded Age here, the show? The gay in that, the gay guy who's kind of mean. Yeah, I think that's cool. There's this gay guy in it who like has to be a secret that he's gay because at the time
classic
he lives
period
in,
piece.
But he like doesn't necessarily care so much, and he wants to get married to this girl from American Horror Story, and so it's
which girl from American Horror Story?
The one from the first season.
Violet.
Like Connie Britton's daughter.
What? Sorry, I'm sorry.
Connie, I said the three famous words.
Connie's daughter, got
Connie
it.
Connie Britton's daughter, yeah.
Got it. Anyways, do you guys feel like we're ignoring you?
You do? Oh my God. Who felt it? You guys felt it?
Should we do lightning round treatment? Like just scream out your question?
Okay.
Just scream it.
Okay. How young are we talking? Okay. That's like, you know what that is? That's something that would happen on Love Island, and I would be like, that would never happen in real life.
Yeah.
But you're proving it all wrong. That can be cool.
That sounds hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep seeing them both until you find someone else. Who's next?
Catherine, we have a rat thing. Stand.
Hey, girl.
You're gorgeous. Yeah. No.
Thank you.
Oh.
I thought you said Germany, which is Germany also too. Bad.
No.
No, girl. No,
fucking,
girl.
I love you for asking.
Thank you for asking, but no, girl. Okay,
no, but also, unless you feel like it.
If you want to, you should.
anyone else have anything?
Okay, well, there's one more over here. Scream it. Oh. Shout out. Woo! Oh.
Oh.
You gotta fix that. No.
No. Cats.
It's never over. If it's really over, then it's never really over. And if it's really over, then it's never really over. It keeps going. Everything just keeps going, which is sort of twisted and fucked up, but yeah. You're fine.
Cats can be...
Many cats, though. See if you can get someone to adopt one of those.
Cats can be given away and they forget.
So many cats. Too many cats in the kitchen.
Wait, you know what someone told me one time? Did I share this with you ever?
What?
Do you know that cats have a pheromone they have that like makes things think they really like them? And that's how they trap like rodents and things.
They
have something that comes out and it's like a parasite that gets in you and makes you think, they'll like make a mouse think it loves cats. But because of that, that's why some people think they love cats. And that's why they get obsessed with cats. It's because of this famous pheromone that I forget who told me about.
I don't like cats.
You haven't been exposed to the pheromone.
Their pheromone doesn't work on me. Come for me, bitch. Okay, my crush of the week is... Oh, you know what? When I'm over here, my favorite thing? Maltesers. Those are so good.
Wait, what is?
So Maltesers.
What's that?
Maltesers. It's like chocolate malt balls.
That sounds amazing.
So good. I think they have them in America, but they're really good.
So, but I go through something where like I like Whoppers, a chocolate malt bar, like maybe 1% more than the average person.
Yeah.
And I kind of was like mentioned in front of my boyfriend's mom, like I like these. And now every time I'm there, she's like, I got you a huge movie theater box of Whoppers.
That's so sweet.
And then I take it, and she's like, open them and eat them all. And I'm like, yeah, of course I will.
That's so sweet.
Of course I'll do that. Of course I'll eat them all right now.
Of course you'll eat them all. Are you mad at me?
Be honest. No, not at all. Are you mad at me?
Not even for a second.
I felt like you were a little mad at me.
When?
I don't know, when I was going to Paris.
Are you joking? I felt like you were mad at me because you had to go to Paris and this whole thing was... I was like, come to the UK. It'll be so fun.
No.
All of a sudden you're trapped in Paris.
Yeah.
Of all places. And I've never had sex in Paris, so I can't support it. There's still time. I was like trying so hard to be like, can I help you with this?
Yeah.
I felt so bad that was your situation.
No.
And I also wanted you to know that I know it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. I was worried that you thought it was
my fault. No. Because I have to say that I understood what you went through because it is confusing when you're about to walk through customs.
Well, no one told me a single thing.
I know. And I feel like I was mad at myself for not saying, hey, heads up.
I thought someone was going to take my bag and be like, so what do you have in here? What kind of drugs do you have in here? You better tell me right now. And I would be like, I'm in recovery. I don't have any drugs. I'm just going in good faith to England to perform my craft of live podcasts.
And what you're seeing tonight.
All you'll find in these bags is clothes and a foam roller. Please let me in. Here's my passport. That's what I thought would happen. But instead, some guy's like, okay, you're going to come over here and put your passport there, and it's going to open. Bye. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I got in.
I do this really annoying thing in that situation where I'm like, I try to be like so nice, let them know like I'm cool, like you don't have to be mad at me. I'm like, hey, thank you so much. And they're like, shut the fuck up, bitch. Like,
yeah.
And then obviously the customs guy wanted to rip me in half. And obviously he was like, you're a Canadian then? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, tell us a joke.
I'm going through something where...
I was like, honey, if I have one, I would let you know. I need new material.
Wait,
my God.
I have to tell you what I'm going through.
What?
I've been experiencing something where every time I get room
Act
service...
Out.
It's a play. Okay, pretend you're...
Who am I?
You're this like cute employee of the hotel I'm staying in. And you're bringing in room service. Knock. And you're holding a tray, too. You're holding a tray. Okay. Oh, hi. Thank you. I'll just take it here. And thank you so much. And then he goes, is everything okay at the room? I'm like, yeah, of course. Thank you. And I bring it over. I put it down. The next day, same thing happens. But you didn't see, if you're not, like, really close, if you're not Delta Comfort Plus, is that we, our fingers touch. Our fingers very much touch.
Does it feel good?
In the passing of the platter, it feels amazing.
That's erotic.
Yeah. I actually think it might be two. I'm realizing this now as I say it out. I think it might be two different people. I can't tell. It might be two different people
also,
who look similar.
Sorry, we are done, so don't worry. But when Pat got here, he texted me, no one here is even that British.
Yeah. Well, some people you really have to be like, make to hear the accent.
Sometimes they don't have it.
But then sometimes people really have it.
Everyone's American. No one's funny.
But I did, as soon as I got here, I did hear it and I was like, oh, this is just like, it's, I was like, it's true.
Just like the movies. Now let's ask them one more time before we go. Are you guys
mad
honest,
at us? Yeah.
Are you mad at us?
Wait, someone said yes. I heard one person say yes.
Why are you?
What was it?
Oh, come what? Here. Hey. Come here.
Come here.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Adrian.
Give it up for Adrian.
Well, it's a bit awkward now because actually one of my colleagues is in the audience. I didn't realize like she was also like another kind of
what
like.
Do you do?
I'm a pastry chef.
Oh my God.
Yes, diva.
Wait.
I did.
What's happening?
You didn't say anything. You didn't say anything.
In my heart, I was like, yeah, of course.
Wait, what happened?
She knows how good I am.
Oh,
you know
my
friend. Yeah, I know.
Well, we need to know what happened.
Sorry, I offered.
You know each other?
No, we just met.
Okay.
I recognized her voice, okay, and I remembered the Sainsbury's croissants, and I said, girl, what is wrong with you?
Yeah,
the Sainsbury's croissants. But basically,
hi.
So if there's another pastry chef here, you're not going to judge Adrian for what he says.
If you're Adrian's colleague, get over it.
Get over it. If you're Adrian's colleague, then don't be mad for what he says here tonight.
Yeah, and don't repeat it. basically, I want to fuck my boss.
You want to,
Sorry, we're going to have to do some intense medical procedures tonight, and we're going to have to get the colleague to show themselves.
I know the colleague. I've been making eyes with the colleague this whole time.
Do you feel safe coming up here? No, you don't have to.
Do you feel safe?
Do you know your boss? Do you think they have chemistry?
Is it a gate?
Oh, you don't really know. You're new. Okay, so you're like, I just work here. I don't need to be a part of this. Okay.
You're like, I don't care what these gay pastry chefs do when I'm not looking, but I'm off the clock.
What's the deal with my boss? Thank you so much.
Wait, speak into the microphone. No offense.
No offense taken. So, yeah, basically.
This is what happens if you say you're mad at us. We turn our show over to you.
I feel really fucking bad.
No.
Sorry.
No, I think fucking your boss is a really cool situation.
I mean, I think it could be too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, this is complicated though.
What is it complicated about it?
Well, he has a husband. I have a husband and.
Wait, you have a husband?
She's
are you
married?
It?
No.
Well, okay.
Can you imagine?
Are you your
iconic?
Friends?
We wait. Became friends.
Hey, okay. Guys, wait.
He has a husband this whole... He has a husband, by the way.
You have a husband?
Yeah, I'm down here doing medicine.
You should see if your husband can be this your boss's assistant. And fuck you. Good night.
Very good. I feel really bad. The show needs
why?
To end. I feel terrible.
The show doesn't need to end. It actually really needs to keep going. But what's holding you back?
What's holding me back about
you
what?
You should go for it. Why not?
Are you guys open in an open relationship?
Sure.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, then
yeah.
I would say don't cheat on your husband.
Does anybody else know me here?
Does anyone...
Honey, it's East London. You don't know.
Does anyone know him?
People here.
I don't want to find out later, like, how I found out you can't fucking understand me about 10 minutes later. No one here knows him. If I see you talking later, I'm going to be pissed. Okay.
All right, here's what we're going to do. It's lightning round. Cheer if you think Adrian should fuck his boss. Cheer if you don't think he should fuck his boss.
Okay,
That's a yes.
The colleague abstained. The colleague abstained.
Notably abstained. So does that help?
Totally.
Thank you so much. Give it up for Adrian. That's our show. Thank you so much for seeking treatment. Oh my God, it feels good to have this one back. Thank you so much for coming. It really means, it's really pretty, not to be so earnest, but it's kind of cool
totally. That
you guys are all here. And thank you to Burke's Nest, and thank you to Earth Hackney for having us. And thank you to Molly in the tech booth, and Owen for making this happen, and Customs and Immigration.
And Customs and Immigration. And you guys, there's tons of freaking gay guys here tonight. We're all putting ourselves at huge risk for monkeypox.
Shut the fuck up.
So thank you guys for doing that.
Thank you so much for coming, and we love you, and we'll see you
next
time.
Wait, my last question is, what's a good...
Wait. Oh, sorry. Last question. What's a good gay for bar?
What's a good gay bar for me? Okay.
Okay, so we'll see you there.
Dawson Superstore?
Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck.